Hello and welcome to the Anfield Wrap for another Transfer special. I'm Harriet Pryor and I'm delighted to be joined by Felix Hasselsteiner, football journalist, who reports on Bayern Munich to talk about and give us an insight into Benjamin Pavard. We've just been having a conversation about how to actually pronounce his name, and I don't think he actually uses Benjamin, but we're going to go with it for the purpose of this podcast. And the latest reports are, to bring everyone up to speed, that his agents are already in talks with Liverpool about a potential move. So, Felix, first of all, thanks so much for coming on, and let's go back to the start. What were your kind of initial thoughts when he joined Bayern from Stuttgart? Was he a player you were particularly excited about in 2019?
Sure. I think like many people in Munich, we were, because, I mean, he had just played a very good World Cup. He's, you know, been playing at Stuttgart. He was playing this very centered role in a team that wasn't working very well back then. But, you know, he obviously had great potential. He was still very young. French player, which, you know, at Bayern, there's a good history of French players, especially back then. They had plenty of French players around. So, yeah, there was a lot of excitement around him then. And, you know, it proved right, because the last few years, he's just been really developing into a very, very, safe player, someone you could really rely on no matter where he played exactly and what role you put him in at Bayern Munich. He performed really well. And I have to say that, you know, he's become sort of a really important player for Bayern Munich in those years. And going back, I wouldn't have expected that necessarily. I always expected him to be a good addition to the team, but not necessarily someone who could lead, which he turned out to be.
Yeah, you mentioned the development there. And during his time at Stuttgart, he got progressively better and obviously good enough for you guys to trigger his release clause in 2019. But what's his development been like during his seasons at Bayern? Was he really impressive straight away and settling quickly? Or has it been a bit of a slower process?